Question, if I could show you a way to make a lot of extra money at this skill, would anyone be interested? Nice, nice. I don't have that answer, but our next speaker does. That's the good news. Let me just scan this perfectly because he asked me to read this and I don't want to miss anything about our next speaker. He's really talented. He is a certified hand reading expert. He was one of our first graduates of Hanover University. He's also a certified forensic document examiner, which means that not only can he analyze your personality, he will know if someone forged your name. And he has testified in court all over America, probably Canada and other countries. And he is one of our first graduates, also one of our faculty members at the International School of Forensics, as well as Hanover University. So very well-versed in both of these different fields. He has three different degrees. He has an AS, a BS, and an MA in education. He was a teacher for, get this, I know he looks young and dashingly handsome, but teaching professionally for 35 years before he transitioned into the professional career of handwriting analysis. And I believe that was the New York State School District. Is that correct, or New Jersey?
New Jersey.
So I wouldn't say an easy 35 years at all. I think he's having more fun now than he probably did with those children. He is certified for the New York State Law Enforcement. He trains law enforcement in seven different areas, which do include document examining, identity theft, statement analysis, and handwriting analysis. He, like I said, he's a faculty at both schools that I own, and he teaches you not only here, but if you were to enroll in the forensic school, he might be one of your mentors and help you work through the cases. And besides that, he's just a really good friend of the school for many, many years. And I'm just, we missed you last year, by the way, terribly. He was, I think he was testifying in court or some other excuse. You know, got to go to court and save somebody's estate. Sorry. Okay. You may have seen him on a radio and TV shows. If you saw him on radio, that would be amazing.
That would really be amazing.
He's been on LA Law Talk TV. He's also been on Inside Edition when that whole JonBenet Ramsey thing out. They interviewed him, and I know he got a call recently from Inside Edition, but by the time the story was connected, they had moved on to something else. So it's very interesting. But if you're one of the top handwriting experts, they find you, they'll put you on television, and he is. He's also featured in the ESPN magazine. He did an analysis of extreme sport athletes. He's been in Orange Magazine. He's spoken at the national and international conferences of both the Hanover University, as well as, does it say Prussia? Oh, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. I said, Prussia, does that country even exist anymore? You are older than you look. Bob's also the author of a book called Identity Theft, Prevention for the College Student. So as in most speakers we have, he's a published author. He's helped a lot of people in the problem identity theft and preventing your ID from being stolen. It's considered to be one of the most comprehensive books on the market regarding identity theft, and it is also used to train law enforcement. So if any of you with law enforcement backgrounds, you think, how can this be used, you know, in real life? Well, half our speakers here are working with law enforcement, and some have been law enforcement officers. And some actually have their handcuffs on them right now. But I won't tell you who those are. It might have been Anna, maybe. Bob's newest book is called GPS for Success. It's co-authored with Stephen Covey, and he's the author of the book Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and then also John Gray had a contribution. He's the author of Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, and then Les Brown, who's also a nationalist. He's in very, very good company as an author. He also authored another a book called At Your Fingertips, and this book actually has sold out every time we've offered it at the conference. It's actually more of a booklet. It's a small, I'll let him explain, it's a cheat sheet for handwriting experts. And so as he was doing written, he started with this little cheat sheet, and every time that we've had him talk, they sell out real nicely. And so it's just like a nice little cliff notes of how he can quickly analyze handwriting. I don't even know if you brought any, but if you did, I would encourage you to make them buy it. Everybody buy it, okay? Bob's newest book is called Save Thousands of Dollars by Eliminating the 12 Worst Mistakes I Made in Starting and Running My Business. Pretty cool. I think we only have time for 10 today, but if you buy the course, it's 12. He'll give you the other two. I'm teasing. I just made that up. That's not on the sheet of paper at all. I got to tell you, of all the people that have come through our program who've said, you know, I love handwriting, I love forensics, would you show me how to make a living? Bob has done such an amazing job. He is successful. He's got two kids in college. He's paying their tuition. He made a very bumpy transition from a teacher, which is not a very appreciated, but not necessarily the most lucrative career, into what is now a very lucrative handwriting career. And he made a lot of mistakes. And so I'd like you to give me a big round of applause and for our favorite and our wonderful guest, Mr. Bob Beyer.
Bart always gives you much more than he says he's going to. He gives you totally your money's worth. There isn't anybody who hasn't ever said that. So there's no question about that. First of all, I have, you know, Bart talked about the degrees, the AS, the BS, the MA. Any of my friends that ever watch a presentation, they always come up to me and say, Beyer, we definitely think that you gained the most knowledge when you went for your BS degree. And I have an AS degree, and I can't tell you what they told me about that. You have to admit, nice touch with the feather, the quill pen, and the inkwell for a handwriting presentation. All right, also, in keeping with Bart's philosophy, he asked me to come up with 10 ways of making money. Would it be okay with you folks if I came up with more than that in this presentation? And I think I have probably 18. Some of them are closely related, but they all can make you some money. Now, there are a few of these that I have not actually done, but I have heard of them, and one of the ones is Bart has also stated. So with that in mind, could you also write down any questions that you have? I really don't think in the 30 minutes I'm going to have time to answer questions. It's not a cop-out. I will stay around after. I'm going to be here until Sunday at 12 o'clock. I would be happy to answer any questions that you have. So just write them down so that you don't forget them. All right, with that in mind, first four slides, all I'm going to do basically is run through them and show you what I am going to cover. And I go to the right.
Forward, next page.
There is those I'm going to cover. And remind me if I don't cover jury selection, because I'll never do that again.
This is in your binder, by the way. It's in your binder if you want to follow along.
Okay, hold on. I'm going the wrong way. Here we go. Businesses pay you to do analysis in their stores, and I had some better ideas on that as well, to create things for yourself like Bart does. Let me give you a little story. He's done over 1,500, Bart has, 1,500 radio shows, and when he was doing the John Hancock, it was a national handwriting day. Well, he didn't have enough time to go to all of the stations, so he created a national handwriting week to give him what it didn't exist, but now it does. He needed a lot more days to be able to get on more shows. So we'll show you what to do on some of these other things too to create your own. Next one, tenant selection, job placement, relationship compatibility, done all of those. Grapple therapy. There isn't any parent in the world that has a child or they think the child is struggling a little bit that wouldn't pay any amount to improve their child. There isn't anybody, any parent alive. They will pay big dollars. If you can sell them a program for $40 and the whole program is created for you, all you have to do is hand it to them and just make sure you collect the homework every day, you can guarantee the child's gonna be able to succeed. So I'm getting into this too much. I'm supposed to just show you these. Dinner parties, house parties, done that. Well, done the first two. We're not talking about real Tupperware. We're talking about the concept where you go into a house, you pay part of what you make to the homeowner, and at that party you book other parties, and it's all in handwritings. We're not doing any Tupperware. It's just a concept. Adult school, night school, that was probably the most fun I've had doing almost anything. Colleges, and by the way, the colleges I added because of the webinar. How many people were on Bart's webinar? Is the person here who suggested colleges that was on a webinar? Okay. Wait, yes?
Yes.
Okay. teaching handwriting, bookstores, libraries, certification, training, and then we're going to cover them all one by one. Actually, I should have probably said relationship compatibility instead of marriage, because it really is much more than marriage. And I also probably, instead of boyfriend, girlfriend, probably should have put boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, because we're not too far from California. Improve understanding in your relationships. It doesn't mean you're going to change your partner, but by understanding them more, it's going to make your relationship better just in and of itself. Business partner. Also should have added that, I have the job placement, we'll go over those a little more. Corporate, special day of the year, they hire you to analyze people's handwriting, and Bart had mentioned, he spoke at length about in India what they're doing with that. I believe it was a coffee shop one day a year, and they were doing that, and you would get hired by the coffee shop to analyze handwriting all day for the people that came in, or maybe they only want you for the morning when most people come in for the coffee. You can set that up, charge your rate. I got it one at a time, so I got to just keep moving. Corporate shows where they do that. I've done this too. I have spent an absolute fortune in one of the things, one of the booklets I have, folks. I think it's $14. It's saved thousands of dollars by eliminating the 12 worst mistakes I made starting and running my businesses. I swear to God, I've spent $16,000 trying to get into the college market for speaking. I still haven't gotten one gig. I used to spend on an average of $1,700 a month on Google AdWords. I now spend $300 and I get more hits. So for $14, if you would like to save thousands, please feel free. So the corporate I've done, I've gotten people to my booth. It was at APCA conference where they match up. I set up a booth. I am trying to become a speaker at the colleges. They have all of the people that the activity planners that come to this conference. And my booth is they're running around to see who they want to hire. They also bring about 4 to 6 students from each college that also help to make that decision. They all get together, the one that's in charge gets, and all of the kids, and they all plan together and decide. My booth was jammed with kids all day, every day. They loved it. However, when they went to talk to the supervisor or the guy that was in charge, I was trying to speak on identity theft. No, we don't want that at our school and stuff like that. But the kids love handwriting analysis. I see. I gotta go back. I'm sorry. I'm gonna start here. Parties. I've done prom parties. I've done house parties. Please remember two important, and I have actually spoken at a conference in 30 minutes just on a house party. You're getting 2.5 minutes. That's all I have. So on this one here, there's a couple of things you need to know. Number one, you are the entertainment. They are hiring you to make sure that their party is going to be a success. That's the only reason they're hiring you. I suggest that you do it as a group. Some people at parties, they'll take one person in at a time in a private room and analyze the handwriting for them. Especially at a party where everyone knows everybody else, because they're going to start playing on each other, and it really gets quite funny. I interact with the people at the party to make them feel more comfortable. I'll have a drink. I'll wait an hour. People want to catch up with each other when they go to a party. They don't want to know right away handwriting. They're seeing all their friends. I wait about an hour, then all of a sudden I'll go in the back room for an hour and I'll pick out two or three traits, the slant, two or three traits for each person and set them aside. So that way when I go to do the analysis, I'm not taking a lot of extra time. I plan 10 minutes per person, and then I figure how many hours it's going to be, how much do you want to charge per hour to do the party. I have the host that actually gets them to sign up, not me. But in this booklet, please just go through them. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. But I have actual examples of all of the actual sheets that I've laid out at the party to get people to open up and to give me more writing. So look through at those to see if that's going to be helpful to you. Prom parties, I would start with a lower price. Everybody has a budget. We're in a tight economy. When they call you up to do it, how much do you charge? I would maybe start, well, listen, I can give you 2 full hours for only $200. Wouldn't that be good for your kids? Because they love handwriting analysis. You should know in the back of your mind right away, I'll tell you right now, you're going to have a line out the door. I don't know how big they are out here, but prom parties are huge back east because they want to stop the kids from drinking. You know, after they graduate, want them to stop them from drinking and killing themselves after the prom parties. So they get them and they put them in a room. Nobody can leave. They lock all the doors and they have a bunch of different things going for them all night long. That's all fun for the kids. And they stay there until have breakfast and go. So that's actually huge. Just know that they're going to need to get you to, can you stay a little longer? Oh, okay. You know, I've made $500 at a prom party, 5 hours, where they just, you need to stay longer. The line is out the door, everybody loves it. For the dinner parties, I made $500 for the night on the dinner party. They had maybe 25 guests. I figured out how long it was going to take. I don't mind. I don't charge them for the hour that I'm there socializing. I only charge them, you know, for the time doing the analyses and stuff. Tupperware party type style that we already discussed. I have not done that, but I know someone who did that totally. That's all they did, and they were extremely successful. You're going to have to make sure it's going to be beneficial to the people who are actually hosting the party. Now, whether you're going to give them 20%, 25 or more, or whatever it happens to be, they're going to want to feel like, wow, that was a great idea. I'm glad I did that. Because when they go to ask somebody else, they're going to have that feeling to project to the other person to get it to continue. Now, while you're there, you obviously are going to be selling all kinds of stuff. That's part of affiliate selling, which we're going to get into after. Adult education and night school. I've got actual sayings in here. I've got the sheet that I sent to get myself accepted. If you do an adult education and night school, you're in a book. Anybody aware of what adult education and night school is? Raise your hand. Okay, not everybody. Quite a few. They'll put you in their booklet. They're going to advertise for you. It costs you nothing. They are going to want a piece of your final net of all of the people that show up. I would suggest you charge like you can do 16 weeks in a row, one night a week. I used to do one night. I used to do one night. 2.5 hours, in and done at that school. I used to do a bunch of schools. I found out all of the people in counties and this county and that county that did night school and used to go. I also made some things here to give you an idea. If you got 10 people, and that's not unrealistic, to sign up for your course, and you charge $59, that's $590. Now, if you have to give them back 15%, because they have to, you know, the house gets some money. Then that's $90. You should use Bart's book. I could be mistaken. You'd have to check with him. But if you buy it in bulk, I think you can get them for $6 or $7 a piece. Please check with him. I could be mistaken there. Prices may have gone up. But that's, so if I have 10 people, that's $60. So if I really subtract everything, that's $440 net to me for one night. 2.5 hours work. Now I haven't even started selling anything. During the break, I'm going to have his grapho decks for sale. I'm going to have every one of his books for sale out there. I'm going to have my books for sale. And I'm going to make a ton of money on that for one night. So you really don't limit this. I mean, you really can do this. The colleges and universities I have not done. I think it's a great idea. I personally am not going to want to be tied down to go to a college. Normally colleges have a 16-week cycle. I'm not going to want to go 16, you know, every Tuesday night for 16 weeks. I'm not going to want to do that. But certainly if you live fairly close to a school or something like that, please don't rule that out, because I think they would pay handsomely. I think adjunct professors or professors actually make a pretty good dollar with it. So check into that. I have not done that. All right, we go to bookstores love to have people in. They normally don't charge anything. Why? Because if I get 20 people to come, and I'm the one that did the advertising, they'll have a little blurb up for you, but I'm going to advertise myself. But if, when I go to a bookstore, where is that little back room?
Past all the books.
Way in the back. What happens? People come into the bookstore, to go to your conference or whatever, and they're going to buy something on the way, or if it's a place with coffee and a donut, they're also going to do that on the way. So the bookstore knows they're going to make some money if you have it at their location. Libraries usually don't charge, but they may have a stipulation of having a nonprofit situation. I don't know. You'd have to check with your library. They may not. The other act, certification training. Certification training, you're going to get paid from BART to certify somebody. So if you set that up, check with BART on how valuable that is and how much you can charge, because you can make some money doing that too. Obviously, if you have one or two, it's not as good. If I have a class of 10 people, you really are going to make some money on that. So running a certification training program. Then we go back to the boyfriend-girlfriend. We kind of discussed that. Business partner compatibility, it's any type of a same thing with job placement and same thing with jury selection. I thought that was going to be easy, so I took a job one time. All of a sudden, I got into this, I figured, okay, I need somebody with sympathy. It depends if it's a plaintiff or the defendant that you're working for, and they have to always fill out a form, so you have writing. And I just figured this was going to be simple. Oh my God, there has to be 50 things associated with this that I had no knowledge of. It was like, I called around as many people as I could, found out this lady with her daughter was doing something in, I believe it was Michigan, called her up, had to pay her a fortune, lost money, but they settled. I was so happy to just move on from that and say, well, tried that, did that, we don't need to do that again. The clip came off.
You broke it. Can you bow?
Just put it in your pocket.
Will that work?
Yes.
Thanks. Back in business. Sometimes I get too animated. All right. Where were we? Business partner compatibility. Literally any situation where you need to find out, can this person get along with this person? You need to analyze the person that's hiring you. You need to analyze the person that's going to have the job, and you got to make sure they're going to be able to get along. The qualifications on this person might be tremendous, and they would be excellent for the job, but when you look at their boss, they might not be able to get along with the boss. So you need to also do something with that as well. Special day of the year, and we talked about BART with India. Valentine's Day now. How about Valentine's weekend? Valentine's Day, always on the 14th, but you can have a weekend, you can make it longer. Mother's Day weekend. Now I got 2 days. You can go to stores, you can go to, how about a florist? You come in on Mother's Day, take what I'm telling you, be creative, and improve upon every single thing that I'm telling you. You people can do that. As a matter of fact, when I finish with the 18 things, if we actually did brainstorm, I bet you we'd come up with 30 in a matter of about 20 minutes. So you folks can just improve upon all of this stuff. And I told you about John Hancock's Day with BART. Corporate shows, we explained that too. I set up a booth, got a ton of people. With the corporate shows, you can get listing. There's corporate shows every single day of the year, and you can, they'll be all over the country, but you can get a listing of that. You can send out postcards and say, would you like to get more people coming to your booth? I am a handwriting analysis person. I will offer them a free handwriting analysis. So if the person, you want to see how much you want to charge for the day, or do you want me for the morning, half day rate, full day rate? If they only want, and it's a 3-day conference, if they only want you for 1 day, then you go and you sign up another one for the same one. You're already there. Then you sign up another one the next day. You could have 3 days. Sometimes you're making $500 a day. These people, big companies and big corporations, they definitely pay well. They want people to their booth. Once you're done with their analysis, they'll just grab them and they'll just take them for their product or whatever it is. Your analysis is not going to have anything to do with their product. Don't be afraid to do that. Get the list of the people. And they have those. I'm sure you could find it online. I'm a little bit technology challenged, my kids tell me, so I might not be able to help you. Affiliate selling. Folks, don't shut this out or turn this off. I'm telling you, this is huge. is there anybody here who simply told someone else about this conference and got them to go? Come with me, this is going to be great. I don't mean to say you don't count, but... All right, if you sell Bart's books, materials, the more you have to sell, the more you sell. It's really that simple. So if you're anywhere giving a presentation on the back table, you're going to have a bunch of things to sell after. If I have a bunch of Bart's materials and stuff, if you have my books, I can give you my book, the Identity Theft book, which is said to be the finest and most complete book on the market today. And my mother also liked the cover. This one here sells for $15. You can get it for $8. What if you went to a college and you sold 100 of them at a pop? You're going to have to give them something. They want to make a profit, but you're going to have to just toy with how much you're willing to make if you're going to sell 100 at a time. So you're going to be able to make some money with that too. If you just have it at the back of the room with your products or with Bart's products because you spoke about handwriting, you're going to sell stuff, folks, and you're going to make some money. Affiliate selling is big. If you were to book me at a college or a corporation or a high school, you could make $500 at a pop, one booking. If I get my normal fee, which really isn't that big a deal on the market, I'm kind of low priced, so to speak, I'm happy to share. I mean, if you're going to get me the booking, I get it. I'm speaking over there. I have no problem with sharing. So affiliate, and Bart and I are not the only ones. I mean, you could take other types of products, anything like that, and put them on a back table, but affiliate selling is huge. On the internet, and I'm actually looking at this also now to a certain extent, there are people that are making thousands of dollars a day selling other people's products. That's all they're doing. They put up their own website, they'll put their own advertisement or their own blurb, but they're actually selling totally other people's products. So don't be afraid to do that as well. How are we doing time-wise? Went over? Sorry.
Went too fast.
All right, folks, I will be here. That's just a little bit of a taste. I hope we just got you enthused a little bit. Demonstrate you can definitely make money doing this. Now, document examination makes a great deal of money. When you see the document program, there's been a couple of those cases, and I'll explain them to you when I go over them, that within 10 minutes I knew that it was a forgery or that it was a fraudulent document, and I had already received up front $590 back when I was doing that. Now my prices are up a little bit. So that's also another avenue where you can make some money. But you got to be willing to go to court, and going to court is not fun. So we'll tell you about the reality of it when we talk about the document examining. Thank you very much. Very nice. If you have any questions, come and see me.